Lakuta Sichas Chelik Yud Gimel Nasai Beis. The pasuk of Avayim Moshe Ledaber Itay. In the pasuk in the parasha where it says that when Moshe would come to the Yomayit to speak with Hashem, by Yishma Sakol Medaber Elav, and he heard the voice of Hashem speaking to him. And then the pasuk concludes Vayedaber Elav, and he spoke to him, and the voice spoke to Moshe. Mefarish Rashi. So Rashi explains Vayedaber Elav. And he spoke to him, Lemait Aram and Adibris, that this excludes that Aram was not part of this discussion. He did not hear the words of Hashem. Kavanas Rashi Bapashtasi, this meaning of Rashi on it would seem is Hatevis Vaidaber Elov Hemiusaris Lachaira. The words Vaidaber Elov and he spoke to him are did not need to say again. It says it a second time. Kikvar Nemaluf Neza Yishmer Sakil Medaber Elov. It says already before that Moshe heard the voice speaking to him. So Medaber Elav is written there. And so why is it written again at the end of the pasuk? And he spoke to him. The reason that the pasuk repeats these words, it's to emphasize Shadibur Hoya Elav, that the words were only to Moshe himself, Dafke, Lema'at Aaron and Adibris, and to say only he, but not Aaron, who did not hear the voice. And then after Rashi explains this, then he brings the words Vayishma Sakail Umafarish and he explains Yochel Kail Nomuch. I would think that it was a quiet voice. Talmud Loimer Sakail. So it's, the pasuk says no, the voice. Which voice? This is the same voice, the same sound that was speaking to him at Sinai. So in other words, a powerful voice. But when it reached the door of the Oil Moed, it was interrupted, it was cut short. It did not drift out of the Oil Moed. You couldn't hear it outside. The Kavanasa Bapashtasi, what does Rashi mean to say, by saying all this? Shaloshana Kosov es hakoil beheya yediya, when the Pasuk says the voice, which voice are we talking about? The known voice. Shemashmienu, this is telling us, Shua Kaila Yidua Mikvar, this is the voice of which we are familiar already. Hainu hakoil shenidabir Moshe b'Sinai, the voice which spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai, the koil ze vadai shahoya koil godol. And this was certainly a powerful voice. Because all the 600,000 men, as well as the women, and everybody heard the voice. Every Jew heard the voice. So therefore, it certainly was a powerful voice. So we're talking about a powerful voice. So we have to understand. The cause of Nemar, in the pasuk it says he heard the voice. And then, at the end of the pasuk it says, Medaber Elav. Medaber Elav, and then it says Vaidaber Elav. Beloma Mishana Rashi Beseder Pirushai Hatevis Pirushai Hatevis. Why does Rashi put it out of order? First, he explains the words, the last words in the pasuk, which are Vaidaber Elav, and he says that it was to exclude Aaron, and then he brings the earlier words in the pasuk, which are Es Hakoil. And then he explains the story with the koil, that it was from Sinai and so on, and it was interrupted when it went out, you know, it didn't go out of the oil moed. So Rashi puts it in a reverse order. Umefarish medaber, vaidaber elav, kaidam upirushu vayishmeh sakoil. Now, I looked in the old Chumashim, as well as in the Gutnik Chumash over there, it's in this order as the Rebbe quotes it. In more modern Chumashim, they've reversed the order. In other words, thinking that Rashi, it should have been printed the other way. But in fact, in the original Rashis, in the old prints, this is how it is. The order is in the reverse order. So therefore, the Rebbe's question, of course, applies to the way it was printed originally. And it needs to be explained why people reversed the order on their own. In other words, I don't know who decided that they should reverse the order. But this question is based on the way Rashi wrote it. Beis, Mizeh Shekosav Rashi Yochel Koil Namuch. from this that Rashi writes that I would think that it was a quiet voice. Mashma shasvara chitzein is he she hakol hayinamuch. It would seem that one would think that it was a quiet voice. So therefore, the pasuk comes and tells us that it was the voice, the same voice that was spoken at Sinai. Why would anybody think that it was a quiet voice? What would lead anybody to think that it was a quiet voice? At least, maybe an average voice, but why does Rashi say Nomuch, a quiet voice? At least it should be an average voice, a regular voice. Gimel, another question. In order to explain why it says the voice, it would be enough for Rashi to say the voice means the voice as it was heard at Sinai. Why does he have to add here to explain that it didn't leave the Oil Mayad, that it was interrupted by the door of the Oil Mayad? Why is that important in understanding Es HaKoyl? It doesn't seem to have any relevance to what Rashi is saying here. Dalit, Loma Matik Rashi Gamatevis Vayishma Es HaKoyl Vayishma Es. Why does Rashi also quote the words Vayishma Es? He's explaining HaKoyl. So why doesn't he just quote HaKoyl and explain what it's the voice, the powerful voice? Why is it Vayishma? And why does he also quote, and he heard? It seems to be only explaining the voice. So to explain all this. La'achre sherashi mefarish, sha'atevis vaydaber elo boi lamayit arim en adibres. After Rashi, in the first Rashi, which he quotes the last word in the pasuk. And now he's explained that Vayedaber Elov means that he excluded Aaron, that Aaron did not hear these communications. V'hayinu sh'Aaron gam b'yesu b'Oil Mayid, which means Aaron, even if he was in the Oil Mayid, that has to be, because if it didn't go outside the Oil Mayid, and Aaron, of course, was customarily in the Oil Mayid. So even when Aaron was in the Oil Mayid, lo yishama sadibris, he did not hear these communications. So now that he said that, now one could think that maybe the reason that Aaron didn't hear it was because there's a natural explanation for it. Hakoil hayanomach was a quiet voice. It wasn't heard by Aaron. And therefore Moshe, who had extraordinary physical capabilities, as it says, in the story with when he came to the well in Midian, so the shepherds chased away Yisra's daughters. So Moshe came and he helped them. In other words, he was able to stand up to a whole bunch of shepherds. So he was extraordinarily strong and power and physically capable. So yesh loymar, so therefore we could say that shekol chushvativim hayu bizgabrus, all of his natural abilities were more developed. He had greater ability in all of his physical abilities. Gam be'erech Aaron, even in comparison to Aaron, vayishma sakur v'shama sakur. Therefore, even though it was a quiet voice which Aaron was unable to detect, Moshe had super hearing, and therefore he was able to hear. Better hearing, I should say, not super hearing, but better hearing, and therefore he was able to hear it. Mashenkin Aaron, whereas Aaron was not able to hear it because it was a quiet voice. So based on this, this would also explain why the pasuk says he heard the voice. That Moshe heard the voice. That he was able to hear it and not Aaron. Which explains that the reason why only Moshe Rabbeinu was able to hear it and not Aaron is because he heard. It was dependent on Moshe's ability to be able to hear. Because he was able to hear the voice. He has better sensory abilities. Vayishma es hakol. He heard the voice. So zui kavanas Rashi. So one might say this, and therefore Rashi comes along. But Amrei, and he says, Yochol kol namuch. Now that we've said, after we've explained, in the first Rashi, which is really out of order, that Aaron was excluded. So now we have to go back and look at the previous words to explain the previous thing. Yochel kol namuch, that I would think that it was a quiet voice, and that's the reason that only Moshe was able to hear it. La'achas she'mefarish v'yedaber eilov, she'davke la'achas she'yadu alonu, and it comes only after the previous Rashi, which is really in the last words of the pasuk, because now after we know she'vayedaber eilov balo ma'at Aaron and Adibris, that the words v'yedaber eilov come to exclude Aaron, so now we get the question. Now it comes up, well, maybe it was a quiet voice, and that's the reason that Aaron couldn't hear it. Talmud Loimar, so he says, no, es hakoil, that it was the voice. That no, we're talking about a loud voice. The voice from Sinai, which certainly was a powerful voice. Now, since we reached this point, so the reason why Aaron didn't hear it is not because it was quiet or some natural explanation. It was a miracle. It was just a supernatural thing that Aaron was not able to hear it, and Moshe was able to hear it. That the emphasis on the words Vayishma Sakail is not to explain that Moshe was the only one that was able to hear it because he had better hearing, but that it was a miracle that only Moshe was able to hear it. That's a chiddush. It was only Moshe was able to hear it, even though it was a powerful voice. Amnam lefi zeh to say to Rashaila, but this brings up another question. I would understand if it was a quiet voice, al kaponim lo yehaya gadol v'yeser, or at least if it's not a powerful voice. Muvim asher Moshe yitzarach lekanes le'ol moed l'shmeyes hakol. That would explain why Moshe Rabbeinu had to go into the ol moed in order to be able to hear the communications from Hashem, because it's you have to be there to hear it. Avo ma'achasho yekagol chenidaberim me'sinai. But now that we're talking about a voice, which is the same voice from Sinai, which is a powerful voice, so it's a powerful voice that was heard at a great distance by Sinai. So why can it be heard at a great distance here too? And why does Moshe Rabbeinu have to come to the Oil Moed in order to hear it? It would be able to be heard. Yes. So if it was the powerful voice from Sinai, it should be able to be heard outside the Oil Moed as well. And still it would be heard only by Moshe Rabbeinu, because just like Aaron was excluded, everybody else would be excluded too. So then we have the question, why does Moshe Rabbeinu have to come to the Oil Moed? So therefore, to answer this question, which comes up only as a result of us being told that this is a powerful voice from Sinai. So now the question comes up, why does Moshe Rabbeinu have to come? Mamshik Rashi, so now Rashi explains that point, that when the voice reached, the sound reached the door of the Oil Moed, it was interrupted and it did not go outside the Oil Moed, Zesemeres, in other words, naturally the voice, such a powerful voice, of course, would be able to be heard outside the Oil Moed. But what happened here is that for some reason the Eved decided that it should be interrupted by the outside the Oil Moed. Therefore, now this explains why Moshe Rabbeinu had to come into the Oil Moed to be able to hear it. So that explains the Rashi. Miyena shel Torah shebepirush Rashi, the inner message of this Rashi. L'chayra ze atzmesh Torah bir. This in itself needs to be explained. Mikimen shalpi teba haya kol tzarach liyis nishma l'merachig am l'chutz lo'il moed. Since by nature, naturally, this voice, the sound should have been heard outside the Oil Moed too. Lama nifsek she'agia lePesach. Why Taka wasn't interrupted when it got to the door of the Oyel Moed? U'mishum kach. And because of this reason, huskak Moshe lovi Oyel Moed ledaber itay, which caused that Moshe Rabbeinu should have to come into the Oyel Moed in order to speak to, that Hashem should speak to him. Especially that it took a miracle to stop the voice. So why do we need a miracle to stop an otherwise powerful voice, which can carry anywhere, and Moshe Rabbeinu can hear it wherever he is, and yet the Eibishter have made a miracle that it should be interrupted and that Moshe Rabbeinu should have to come into the Oyel Moed. So the explanation of this, at least on the inner dimension, this is the same sound, the same voice that was, that spoke to Moshe by Sinai. In regards to the voice that Hashem used by Har Sinai, we also find that it was interrupted. But this interruption was not in space, that it didn't reach further out in space, as it was by the Mishkan, that it didn't go past the Oyel Moed. El Bizman, the interruption was in time. The sound of Hashem's voice should carry on forever. It should never stop. He said something, it should go on eternally. Yet, the voice was stopped. After B'mshoich HaYovel, once the shofar blew and Matan Torah was over, the voice stopped. As Rashi clearly points out, actually, that when the when it blows, the shofar blows, that will be the sign that the Shechina has receded, has left, and that that stops the sound of Matan Torah. So we see Rashi clearly spells out that the sound of Matan Torah stopped at some point. And just like we understand the reason why the voice stopped, why in time did the voice stop? Because if the sound of Matan Torah would continue even after Matan Torah was over, this would not allow for a free choice amongst Yidden. Because when you have a revelation, when you're in the presence of the great voice saying, who could choose to do differently? If you're in the presence of Matan Torah, the voice of Hashem is speaking to you now, how could you choose otherwise? So therefore there had to be an interruption to allow for Bechira Chofshis. So was also the reason that the voice that came in the Mishkan had to be interrupted, at least in space. Shehu akol shenedaberim of Sinai, because it's the same voice of Sinai. Because if the sound of Hashem's communications with Moshe Rabbeinu would carry out into the rest of the world, b'kviyus b'tmidius gamachutz la'ilmeir on a regular basis, and it would go all the time that Hashem spoke to Moshe, and it would go also outside the Oyel Moed. That would turn the whole world into the Oyel Moed, into a place which is in the presence of Hashem. And therefore no space in the world in which the Hashem's voice reached, and it would reach everywhere, would be able to have Bechira Chofshis. And another thing, since Hashem wanted a place where he could be dafke in the lower worlds, haynu dafke tachten kaze shemitzadatz may aim by begiloy kaylu b'deburus al gadol baruch hu. In other words, it should be dafke in a place which doesn't have the revelation of Hashem's sound, voice, and so on. Yamshichu v'yigalu by kaylu yisbaruch. We should take the initiative and to draw down and to reveal the sound of the voice of Hashem. B'yasai yideya b'edus adam, but it has to be up to us to do that, not that the voice of Hashem is there anyway. And that would turn it into a dira v'tachtayin, our avayda.
Do
This is the lesson to each and every one of us, that a person should not say, it's enough, the avodah that I'm doing in the Oil Mayid, Ba'ol Shul Torah, in the tent of Torah, while I study Torah, Li'isyachat Shomim Kedel Shul HaShem Baruch Hu, to become one there with the sound of Hashem. Umali Ulechol Anasim Chutz La'Oil Zeh, what do I need to bother with what's going out outside of this tent of Torah? B'gufi V'Nafshi HaBahamiz V'Chalki V'Olam, why do I have to pay attention to the body and to the animal soul and to the part of the world that I am in charge of? The answer is ki ikar avodaso shel ha'adam afshem kol echad ve'echad yesh bebchinas Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha'shalom. Because since the main avodah of a person, even though each one of us has a little bit of Moshe Rabbeinu in ourselves as well, but most of our avodah is not like Moshe Rabbeinu. Ein b'toich oil mayid atzmei, is not to work within the oil mayid. Ki im leimer. Rather, it is lamer that the Aseres HaDibros had to be brought on further. We have to bring it to the world. B'chol Oilam Kulay, Masha Shama Ba'Oil Mayad, that we have to bring what we heard in the Oil Mayad into the rest of the world. The last is Kol Oilam Kulay Dira Umishkan Lo Yisbarach, and that we have to make the whole world into a place where Hashem can dwell, but not that it should be there on its own. That's indicated by the word lamer, that it should be carried on to the rest of the world.